USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the waning days of the Trump administration, sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
An Ohio police officer was killed Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An Ohio police officer was shot and killed Monday during a SWAT standoff. 24-year-old Toledo police officer Brandon Stalker died after being shot by a suspect wanted for vandalizing the city's cathedral early Monday morning. The suspect was confronted by officers outside a central Toledo home. He then brandished a firearm and barricaded himself inside that home. After hours of negotiation, the SWAT team fired gas into the home. The suspect then came out firing two weapons. He was also shot and hospitalized, though his condition is unknown. Toledo Police Chief George Crawl says Stalker joined the force in July of 2018.
He was an amazing police officer. He has a fiance and they have a very young child.
Governor Mike DeWine has ordered flags at state buildings flown at half staff in honor of Officer Stalker. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Toledo, Ohio is on the western end of Lake Erie. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President-elect Joe Biden during his campaign promised he was going to open the borders to the United States. Expecting Biden to honor his commitment, thousands of immigrants and several caravans are making their way to America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala, on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration released a statement Monday telling the caravan now is not the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.